And remember, George, when the 9/11 report came out, everybody kind of gave him a pass. The mainstream media, mm-hmm. they were nominated for a National Book Award. Even the Jersey Girls. And I actually had my first fight with them, these courageous four women, Kristen Breitweiser, Lori Van Auken, Mindy Kleinberg, and Patty Cazzazza. The first time I had ever had any disagreement with them was they even said for a minute, they said, well, we should wait and see. Let's read it. And, you know, they did a, the staff did a great job working. And I went, wait, what are you talking about, ladies? I mean, you know, because already I had a source inside the commission and I knew they were cherry picking evidence. I knew it was a whitewash. Well, now a year later, my trade paperback seems almost prescient, because for the first time we've got healthy debate on the right and the left that want to find the truth about the greatest mass murder in American history. And they want to find it before the next one happens. And we need to talk about why the FBI has utterly failed. We need to talk about specifics. I can give you chapter and verse on why the FBI has failed. John Miller, who used to be at ABC News, and he, you know, he had some great journalistic coups in his day. He interviewed Bin Laden, but he became a flack for the New York City Police Department, worked for Bill Bratton. Then he came out, left ABC News, became, quote, a terrorism advisor to Bratton. Where is he now? He's about to be the chief flack spokesman for the FBI. And John Miller's book, The Cell, which had some good points in it, and he went back and, you know, he wrote it with two other guys, and the original book was unfootnoted, but The Cell was basically a Valentine to the FBI. It was told from the FBI's standpoint. Now John Miller goes and he's, you know, journalist going to be the chief press flack for the FBI. Now what does that tell me? It tells me that instead of really trying to reform the FBI, Robert Mueller is just looking for a brilliant front for the organization to spin their incompetence. They have recently on Capitol Hill, Director Mueller admitted to Congress, George, 8,300 hours of untranslated potential Al-Qaeda-related wiretaps. And that's a doubling since last April. There were 4,000 hours last April untranslated, 8,300 now. And, you know, remember we talked about the trilogy, the virtual case file system, the computer system they spent $600 million on?
And it's gone.
Utter failure. Guess
what?
Even working. The new system, you know when he says it's going to be operational? 2009.
So somewhere in these untranslated documents could be the next terror attack.
Could absolutely, George. That's the point. And the FBI, which was a crime prevention agency, should never have been put in the crime. I mean, was a crime solution agency. Shouldn't they come in after the chalk markers on the ground, metaphorically speaking? Never should have been given the job of thwarting domestic terrorism. The Secret Service should have gotten it, and they should get it today. We should stop giving the FBI continued opportunities to fail. I mean, you know, George, that a 12-year-old child with FileMaker Pro could do a better job if they put in every single Al-Qaeda-related name. It could start to connect dots. There's an extraordinary researcher in Cambridge named John Berger. His website is intelwire.com. I've worked with John. I've mentioned him in both of my books. He is going to be instrumental in helping me in my new book. John Berger has connected more dots alone with no funding, no subpoena power, just his brain, Google, shoe leather, and, you know, and you know, like a database program has done more to advance the cause of the truth behind 9/11 than any single researcher I know of outside of the government. And if he can do it, then why can't the millions and millions of dollars, billions that we're spending on intelligence, why can't those analysts do it?
With the chaos going on in New Orleans right now, don't you think if there's going to be a terror attack, it's going to be right now?
I have to tell you, George, that's what I've been thinking, because what better time when we're down? And if they hit us on the West Coast, if they hit another coast, you know, I mean, they could hit New York, which is always going to be a target, but they've done that, and to demonstrate their capability and their bench strength, to hit us on the West Coast, I mean, at this point, and think about the brilliant strategy of Bin Laden. When I call him brilliant, I'm not praising him.
I understand.
Just describing the nature of our enemy. If we don't understand our enemy, we'll never beat him. What did he do? He drew us in. If you looked at that film, Kingdom of Heaven, that brilliant movie by Ridley Scott, you should see it if you haven't. It's about the Crusades, 1100. And Saladin, the Islamic prince, what did he do? He surrounded Jerusalem, and then he drew them out onto his turf in the desert, and that's exactly what Bin Laden did.